is anomalous in this plain our landscape, but its color blends well. The mud is gunmetal gray, the curlew brown, and the water murky. The sky is dull with a hint of drab. The air is tangy with smells of decay. Occasionally, a bird wanders a short distance, pulls something clear of the surface, throws back its head. It is most likely a worm or shellfish, which is consumed without a fight. There is no showiness or drama. No prey is torn apart with dagger-like talons or razor beaks. It is just take a step, grow, suck. Take a step, grow, eat, and repeat. It is absorbing to watch in its rhythmic motions. Icy gusts tease the bird's feathers. At times, the curlew looks like it might be blown off its thin legs. But walk on it does, interrogating the mud beneath its feet. Observing this self-reliant being in the distance can feel like an act of endurance. The wind is coming straight off the sea, cold and peevish. It finds every buttonhole and cuff intent on extracting warmth. On this warm day, standing still is not pleasant. It is tempting to move closer, but despite all our inventiveness, we have nothing but negotiates deep, growing mud. Certainly not boots. Besides, curlews are nervous. If you cross an invisible line a few hundred meters away, they will take off, crying in alarm. Best to stay in one spot, first to the binoculars, and